for the first episode of the...
The!
We're your hosts, Grayson and Becca DeVries, and today we will be talking about dinosaurs.
Which I know a lot.
Okay.
Hello.
So, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Currently a T-Rex.
Want to know a fun fact about T-Rexes?
No, yes, please.
They have small arms.
I knew that.
I know, it was a joke.
Currently, the first dinosaur alive was a T-Rex.
No.
Yeah.
The first dinosaurs were actually like water organisms. And then they walked on land. No, back to the keep.
The strongest dinosaur is the T-Rex.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Alexa?
The Alexa's unplugged.
Again.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was the strongest. I think there was some dinosaur stronger than it, but it was like the mass predator of its time.
Well, it was.
I think it might be the Gigantosaurus.
No.
So,
The dinosaur, the smallest dinosaur is a pterodactyl. The dinosaur's longest neck is a long neck.
What?
The dinosaur's longest neck is called a long neck.
No.
Yeah.
It's called a brachiosaurus. Their names aren't long necks. It's called a brachiosaurus.
But now the names are...
Little kids call it a long neck because they can't pronounce brachiosaurus.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. But it's actually called brachiosaurus.
Is it long neck for everyone now? They changed it into a long neck because it has a really, really long neck.
Well, no, it's just that,
some kids can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot about dinosaurs.
Not as much as me, though.
True. You're the smartest one in my family.
By the way, we're looking for sponsors. So, if you like comedy and stuff, just give us a follow.
And
or
give
whatever
us money.
You like to
and
do.
Give us
no,
money.
You don't say that on podcast. So, we're just going to get back to it. Okay.
Peace out.
No, we're not done.
Oh, and dinosaurs, and T-Rex is the other dinosaur.
We're not done doing the podcast. This has only been 3 minutes for a podcast.
And don't dinosaurs, though. Just
the
so
end.
Know.
See ya.
See you in the next podcast.
Just kidding. Do you think that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
hi.
What would you say on pterodactyls?
They're smart. They're the smartest dinosaur.
No, you really suck at this stuff. What's your favorite, Phelophosaur?
I don't know.
Those are like underwater dinosaurs.
Ooh!
What's the Phelophosaurus?
What did you say?
I was just saying what I think. This one's going to be like 10 minutes long, by the way. This is our first podcast.
Yeah, bye.
You know, it's not done yet, but we're in like the process of moving. But in our new room, I want to get like a mic set up and everything so that we can have a proper podcast.
It won't slap his booty.
Because we may or may not be recording this on my phone, so.
And when like we get to the new house, I'm slapping him in the booty. Bye!
Okay, well. Tiki thinking at the end, so I think he wants to stop.
Yeah!
So, we're gonna take this over to Grayson's private corner.
See you next time.
Welcome to Grayson's Corner. Today we're going to be going a little off topic, and we'll be talking about how wilderness can affect people's lives in weird ways. Such as, if you go camping a lot, you like outside more. But if you don't touch grass, as people say, like you don't do anything and you just play video games, you don't get that outdoors time you need. And this is how I think it might affect you. So I think it might affect you by like making you not being as outside-y as you should be. And then you might get in trouble. So this is mostly for kids. It's we're kids. And we like doing stuff like this. My younger sister has a YouTube channel, and we're hoping to beat her in podcast followers. She has like 50, like almost 100 subscribers and stuff, but that's it for our podcast. See ya!